Welcome to the pre-show of this Monday. Nice shirt I'm wearing for the video cast. I got on like a plaid-looking, red, weird-looking thing, but hey. I think we're okay. I got my hair cut today, man. I look like shit. And it was kind of a fucked-up weekend, too. It started out having to take Poncho back over to the vet because we were afraid that he... Lauren was concerned that he was not acting right. Turned out he was fine, but she was thinking he was a little too lethargic. We'd been giving him his insulin at that point for about a day and a half, and, you know, he pretty much was going from his insulin shot to his food bowl to the bed and just crashing, which is cats, they say cats sleep, what, 17 or 18 of 24 hours? Cats do a lot of sleeping. They're supposed to. It's part of their, you know, their whole physiologic reality, but or metabolic reality. So we took him over, and he was fine. In fact, when we got him into the examining room, and we were waiting for the doctor, he's hopping up on things. He's looking around. He's jumping down. I'm going, if this dude is in any kind of lethargic state, I don't think he'd be able to hop from the examining table down to the ground and then up again onto some other stuff. So, and the doctor came in and she saw the same thing, so. I don't know, man. Let's see what else we got going on here. Who is this guy, man? This dude, this fucking thing that CNN's doing a bit here on the holy hell, some guru in Hawaii? What the fuck? Guy looks like really weird. Real freaky. Freaky geeky, freaky deaky. Okay, let's see what I want to do here today. We'll go over to the news. Holy hell, here we are. Democrats step up pursuit of, let's see here. Here we go. Trump. Top stories. Tropical depression. Kaepernick sits for the anthem until... We'll sit for anthem until there's a change. We'll sit... Let's see. Let's see what he's got. Let's see what this young man has to say here.
My mate Shane here throws big rocks for a living, because that's the thing here in Ireland.
He's got big rocks. He's got big rocks
today. Dirty in this game, but his girl Molly doesn't seem to mind.
Molly,
keep a gem like her. Shane uses new Irish Spring signature for
naturally. She has red hair.
Fresh, cool Irish scent. Wayne's a man upright.
Good game today.
Good on you, boy.
Good Irish on you, boy. Spring.
Cleans a man upright.
I mean, ultimately, it's to bring awareness and make people, you know, realize what's really going on in this country. There are a lot of things that are going on that are unjust. People aren't being held accountable for. And that's something that needs to change. That's something that, you know, this country stands for freedom, liberty, justice for all. And it's not happening for all right now. There's people being murdered unjustly and not being held accountable. Cops are getting paid leave for killing people. I know a lot of people's initial reactions thought it was bashing the military, which it wasn't. That wasn't my intention at all. I think now that we have those things cleared up, we can get to the root of what I was saying and really address those issues.
Only problem is, Colin, when somebody's murdered and they're not held accountable, it's, I understand. There were a lot of thoughts going on at once. See what else we got here. More of this. We got more of this goddamn mix. You know, I hate racism. By the way, these fucking mix. Well, I can say it because I are one. Part Mick, part Scott. Who the fuck knows what I am? I don't think... A lot of people probably don't dig Is this?
There had actually been a game. There was that much media in there, probably 30 to 40 media, all kind of crowded around Colin Kaepernick's locker. There was some time spent talking to other players. Navarro Bowman spoke, safety Antoine Bethea spoke, but really everyone came for Kaepernick, and there really wasn't even any guarantee that Kaepernick was going to talk today, but it was very clear after he stood in the middle of that group that he wanted to speak, that this is a conversation that he wanted to have and a conversation that he wants to continue moving forward. He spoke for nearly 20 minutes, was very passionate when answering just about every single question. And so this is something that he wants to continue moving forward. He made that clear from his statements, and it was obvious that this is a conversation that needs to continue moving forward.
Moving forward.
And he intends to be at the front of the conversation. Before I let you go,
before we're moving forward, though,
lockers in that locker room. You mentioned Bethea and Bowman. Give me some of the teammates' reactions to what Colin Kaepernick said today.
Moving forward.
Well, speaking to center Daniel Kilgore, who was a guy that said, you know, I really didn't understand what Colin was doing when he first did this or when he first found out about this, Kilgore said it was really important to have a conversation with Colin Kaepernick to get a better understanding of where he was coming from. Before Kaepernick had his availability today, there was a players-only meeting that lasted more than a half an hour, and it was just a chance to clear the air, put everything on the table. Colin Kaepernick addressed his teammates. Kilgore said when he left that meeting, he came out feeling much better about where Colin Kaepernick was coming from. Not that he agreed with the way he went about doing it, but that he at least understood his perspective. And certainly those are the kinds of conversations that Colin Kaepernick wants to continue to have moving forward, not just with his teammates, but with anyone who doesn't understand what he's trying to do here.
Oh, okay. Another one. Kaepernick wants to bring awareness to... Okay, so I think we saw this one.
You know, I wasn't sure about...
Fuck it, man. Fuck it! All right. Hey, man, was Elkhart up this weekend? What was Elcott's thing this weekend? He was, oh, the Arbuckle. What the whatever. I mean, I don't know what I'm doing half the time. Is that guy just, the Arbuckle is the dude that'll hassle you. Right on, man. Nightmare. Jesus Christ. What is this one post? La hee hee. Is there something special about this, you know? This fucking presidential election would be a slam fucking dunk for the Democrats if it wasn't for this bullshit with Hillary Clinton. Now, some people think that Bernie Sanders would have been a better candidate. And I don't believe so, because Bernie Sanders, as wrong as this is, as wrong as this perception is, Bernie Sanders would be seen and would, more importantly, be labeled as some kind of a far-left commie socialist, okay? And it would be an easy thing for the Republicans to do. They would exploit the fear that people in this country have of godless communism. You know, Hillary Clinton is not a good candidate either. She has all of this stuff. And I'll tell you something. I don't know, because I was not aware of the depth. I realize that the fucking right wing didn't like her, and they haven't liked her since she said that she was, you know, this. She was a, I don't know. A liberated woman, you know. She wasn't going to sit around and stand by her Mayan, but, you know, all that shit that she said. I know that people, they didn't like the comment then, they still don't like it, and they just haven't liked the Clintons ever since, especially since the Clintons introduced the idea of getting health care in America. This has been, so they've looked for ways to smear these people, and they've confused the record. There's no criminality, there's no illegality, but there's all this shit that people are not aware of, and people don't know the definition, really, in the law of what conflict of interest is and what pay-for-play is, and, you know, where it becomes illegal and where it becomes unethical and where, you know. Donald Trump doesn't give a shit. I mean, that guy has got, you know, so he... And here we are. By the way, this is the part of the pre-show where there is a lot of free-flowing and free-flying stuff. This is what I do. I realize that a lot of the stuff that I say during the pre-show and during the show prep process is not understood or is angers people. And I'm sorry to hear that. There's two solutions. There's three or four solutions. I mean, I can stop doing making the pre-shows available. But, you know, it's been so long that I share this with my audience, my subscribers, because it is kind of a unique part of what I do and other people don't get to see it. There is... There's the fact that I could edit myself. Well, then it wouldn't be a show prep process. It would be, can you imagine preparing to do a show and you're editing what you say because you don't want to offend anybody who's in the rehearsal hallway? It was ridiculous. It's unheard of. It would never happen. Then people who are offended by what I say could just not listen or see the pre-show. But then you'd be, you know, getting not all the bang for your buck. You know, you wouldn't be getting all the aspects of a subscriber, all of the things that we offer a subscriber. Or you can cancel your subscription, which I would hate to see you do, but that would also solve the problem. Some people want me to stop doing this. I'm not going to stop doing it. I can't. It's just that, you know, this is who I am. I have taken the political content out of the show for the following reasons. I don't really want to do politics in my show. I feel much better if I do politics. I do it in a very, you know, shallow way. You know, I don't really hone in on it. And, you know, I'm more comfortable doing that. But no real searing satire, you know. Okay, now what in the fuck am I talking about? Is Art Griego? New York 2, Korea 1, South Korea 1, third Little League World Series title and first since 1964, first team to win Little League. What? Oh, first American team since 2011. Oh, I missed the... So congratulations to New York defeating South Korea 2-1 in the Little League World Series. Hey, way to do it, guys. I remember one year Arcadia, my hometown Arcadia, went pretty far in the Little League World Series. I don't know, they went to like the prelim, you know, the quarterfinals or some shit like that. I got to remember what year that was. Back, it was Coast, it was the Arcadia Coast League too. We had four Little Leagues in Arcadia one time. Coast, American, National, and the Santa Anita League. Is that right? Yeah. What am I looking for? What am I doing here, man? Oh, I know. I wanted to see if I did something on the show last Friday. Oh, fuck. Goddamn DraftKings spot. Where is that motherfucker at? Downloads. What's up, Poncho? I'm working, dude. I got a cat here. How doing, buddy? Okay. What you doing, buddy? Huh? I'm gonna pick you up and show you to the peoples. How you been, huh? Poncho's here, Mr. Diabetic Radioactive Cat. Name. Let's see if this works. Fuck. Last week. Where is... Nope. It's Blue Apron. I don't want that. FileZilla Hearst Micronuts. Where in the fuck... Are you serious, man? This might be it. I'm willing to bet this is it. No, that's not it. Where the fuck are you, man? This is it. This is DraftKings. Here it is. Which one are we talking about? Do we have a new one? We have to look and see how much time we got. Okay. Oh, boy. All right, what else, man? This DraftKings, okay. This is for this week. 8:29. Here we go. There we go. All right. How many fucking basketball games are they playing here, man? Is this the playoffs for the WNBA or something? This is the Sparks and the Phoenix Mercury. Brittany Griner. Rebounds per game. All right, man, I'm done. Holy shit. No idea how much of a show I've got here today. Characters. Lloyd, how you been, man? This fuck. Naturally. Testing. Testing. 1, 2, 3.
Hello.
Oh, yeah, General Galen Shaw and R.C. Collins did the movie. That worked out pretty good, I think. Anyway, all right, so I'm all set, man. Come on, man. Let's go, dude. Come on. It's time we got here. All right. There you go. Okay, that's what I needed to do. All right.
You're not a fucking role model. I'm church.
Just gotta get this shit going here, man. Oh, whoa, bro. Whoa. We played this goddamn song. How many fucking times I gotta play this piece of shit? So all I gotta do is just flip this around, man. Flip this bitch around, dude. Testing 1, 2, 3. Come on now.